Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday edition of the show. Of course, the phones are open here for you as always. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, we've got Ian
Nicholas Mountaineer
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And of course, you can bring up anything you want. And welcome back, Peakless. You were on a little vacay last week down in Mexico.
Yeah, first time out of the country.
Really? Yeah. Ever?
Did you meet senoritas and get a siesta?
I did get a siesta. I did not really meet senoritas. I did, however, travel to a completely other world, which is apparently what happens when you scuba dive near a coral reef.
Neat.
Ooh. Yeah, that would be the equivalent of traveling to, like, an alien planet.
It really is.
Yeah. A lot of international travel has come under some pretty serious restrictions when it comes to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. What was your journey like?
I did have to roll the dice on that, and I was actually very close to not going because the travel restrictions for re-entering this country, as opposed to the travel restrictions for entering Mexico.
Going, right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my sister had already picked up a couple of home test kits for COVID, and it was a relatively straightforward process.
It sounds like a consolation prize on a game show. You've won the home test kit for COVID, you know. Thanks for playing.
Are you saying that it was actually easier to get into Mexico than it was to get back into the United States?
Absolutely. Getting into Mexico, no requirements whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Getting back to the States, however, you have to test negative. There are three possible tests. There's positive, negative, and indeterminate, and you must test negative within 3 days.
To get back in?
Yes.
Now, who do you have to show the test to? The airline or the customs in the U.S.?
So the way that I had to do it, my sister bought the little box.
Yeah.
And
You elaborate, I have to ask, I assume that a person can also show a vaccine card and just go ahead and get through.
I think so.
Okay. Because that's the way it is with, like, most everything else. I think the airlines, even domestically, all of the, the venues, concerts, and, you know, that type of thing, they're all like, show us your vax card, your papers, please, or present the negative test.
Well, I mean, I've kind of gotten used to being a second-class citizen in the fact that I am not a policeman or a lawyer or a politician. And frankly, the rest of us are second-class citizens. Now I'm a third-class citizen.
No.
Because there's the lawyer, politician, police, you know, qualified immunity level. There's the passport level, the COVID passport level. And there's, you know, us rebel types. But, she picked up the box.
Right. She had that before you went down.
Yes.
So you brought that down.
The hotels are very accommodating for that. Mm-hmm. They realize that, well, they have a lot of American tourists, and Americans need to have this before they go back. So they all sell little COVID testing.
Yes. Okay.
Yep, little COVID testing.
Of course.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep. So you take the box, you download the app, and then you go on the internet, and it did not like my browser.
Hmm.
It said, you're using the wrong browser. You have to use Google or Samsung.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Yeah, which I never use Google, and I deleted Samsung. I like DuckDuckGo and also Brave, and from time to time I'll use Firefox.
Yep.
But they didn't like any of those.
Hmm.
You must use Google. Must be Borg. And okay. Go on to the website, after download the app, and making a sign-in for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I go on to the Google, and then it calls up someone in, I assume, India or Pakistan, judging by the accent, probably due to how late at night it was, and had to clean my camera. because I actually keep a lens cap made out of electrical tape over my cameras.
Nice.
So that was a chore. I had to like get some alcohol and swab that off so that she could see properly. But she watches you take the test.
Really?
Like, point it at your face, show your identification.
That's creepy.
Make sure that she can read everything in the identification. Show your face, and then point the camera at you, opening the package, and opening the package in the package, and then swabbing your nose five times in the left nostril, five times in the right nostril. I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't need to, like, jam it into my sinuses. It was,
how far, how deep we talked about
it? At least one half inch.
Okay.
So just the nostril.
That seems a lot better than what you see when you see photographs of people getting this test. There's, like, this 10-inch or, you know, 8-inch long swab.
Yeah. Like you gotta touch your brain or something.
Oh yeah, and I think we covered the person who got meningitis because it broke through the sinus into her brain. Huh. Yeah.
Hey, but ladies can get meningitis too, okay, pal?
So you swabbed your nose, both sides, on video.
On video.
Uh-huh.
And then it is very much like a pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and this is the difficult part, so like you take the little eyedroppery thing and drop five drops into the top hole, and then you shove the Q-tip-like thingy from the bottom hole into the top hole, which is the complicated part.
Okay.
And then you wait 15 minutes.
And that person is on the phone or on the video conference with you that whole time.
No. As soon as she sees that you have put the thing into the thing and put it up to where the five drops are, and then closed it, which it then seals completely.
Yeah.
Then she gets off the line, and there's a 15-minute timer, and someone else comes on later to check the results. And it is very, very much like pregnancy test. So
what
there's a sample line.
Switching. What would prevent you from switching your thing that they saw you do with another one? Like with somebody else's negative result?
I don't know.
15 minutes.
That's a good question.
Just curious. Because there seems
not
like.
Bothering?
They seem like all so obsessed with seeing you do a thing and then seeing you open the package and seeing this. But then they go away for 15 minutes. I just thought that was an interesting loophole.
Well, I mean.
Just wondering if I'm missing something.
No, you're not missing something.
It's not like an ID number on there that's really clear, easy to read or something like that.
There might be, actually.
Because
they do make you scan the QR code that is on the test. So I'm guessing when they look back at it. They also check the QR code back.
Okay, got it. All right, and so 15 minutes later, you get the negative, and they come back on the line, and boom, you're done.
Yep, they send the to the app, they send a negative result, and to your email, they send a negative result, and I
And then do you have to show this to the airline?
Yes.
Hmm.
So I sent the negative result to my sister. She had the app for the airline and sent it to them.
Oh, you traveled via air. I wonder what it's like if you travel on the ground. Like, you know, you're in Southern California. You want to go over to Mexico for, you know, for an evening or something.
Very probably none of that. So,
and was this the Mexican airline that you were showing this to?
This was United.
United, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my guess is that ground transport, none of that.
Yeah,
because,
I think you're right.
Like I said, going into Mexico, no requirements. And once you have reached the border, they are obligated to let any citizen back in.
That's my understanding as well.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Not a lawyer, not legal advice, but as far as I know.
The airlines aren't obligated to take you as a passenger.
Because they are hypothetically a company and private.
Right.
Sure they are.
Hypothetically. All right. So tell me a little bit more about, was it Cancun? Where were you down there?
Cozumel.
Nice. So east coast of Mexico.
Yep.
Sort of around the tip or whatever you want to call it, down at the bottom.
If you take all the way down to the tip and all the way back up, sort of if you make the arm flex, it's on the hand part of it.
Would you say that, obviously you've never been there before, you have no basis of comparison, would you say it was busy as far as other tourists were concerned, or were like the streets empty feeling like there wasn't a whole lot of people there?
Just sort of middle. Middle ground. Not super busy, but definitely things going on. Definitely people there. I mean, it seems like kind of a sleepy little place.
Sleepy, okay. I've never been there, so I can't.
It sounds like you went on sort of a vacation type of a thing, so I'm assuming you didn't have a chance to, you know, perform any, you know, work functions. I know what you do for a living, so.
Briefly on a friend of mine who had neck and shoulder issues.
Okay. I want to know about mask wearing. We'll talk about that shortly here in a moment. Peoples Mountaineer and his trip to Mexico, first time out of the United States, and it's during this crazy, you know, pandemic crackdown stuff, but apparently there's not that much of it in Mexico, which I'm glad to hear about. More coming up. It's free.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fort in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fort in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. We're going to get into some of the news, including a possible third civil war. Captain has that story for us on the way. I don't remember the second one, but we'll find out more about what
I don't remember the first one, but, you know, means. I've been known to do drugs, so.
And also the, let's see, the Seattle Police Department may be firing hundreds of police officers.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we'll tell you why that might be a thing. Plus the shortages that shipping short backing backlogs and all kinds of like shipping containers off the port, various different ports across the United States. What's going on with all that? We still haven't really talked about that here on Free Talk Live. But first, we've been just kind of digging into Pecos Mountaineer and your absence last week due to being in Cozumel, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. We missed you, dude.
You were having a great time. You're doing some stupid.
You know, I miss you guys about as much as you can while being in a tropical paradise and visiting another world. So,
yeah, so you didn't really need to even say that.
We didn't cross your mind.
Hey, I came back.
Yeah, you did. And you didn't have to, probably.
That's a fact.
I know some people who have been living in Mexico for basically the last decade illegally. So it's not impossible to just go down there and...
Yeah.
Stay.
Well, and that's one of the reasons I was asking about, like, is there a difference in ground transport? Because I think if I had to go through what you went through to come back, I might have just been like, you know, F this.
Well,
I'm just going to hang out longer.
And so that was one of the things I had to weigh is, like, they keep changing the rules. So... It might have just happened that the week that I was down there, they changed the rules so that having a negative test was no longer enough, and you are required to take the vaccine, and I ain't taking that mofo.
Right.
No.
There are places, and I don't know if it's true right now, because I was looking at going across potentially three states to go see some concerts, things of that nature, and I looked at... Because I didn't want to drive, I looked at, okay, can I fly, can I train, can I bus? And in all three instances, I could not book a round trip.
Hmm.
I could only book one way.
Why?
Because of quarantine or potential quarantine.
Because when you enter a new state, you're usually required to stay for 2 weeks or whatever it is in a hotel and not actually
do anything. When, how long ago was this?
Weeks?
Okay.
A month or so, ago. And so I'm curious about that. And it's because of the potential 14 days or whatever you're supposed to quarantine when you cross state lines.
I didn't even know that was still a thing. Kind of thing.
Well, these companies, these transport companies, have put these things into their policies, whether or not it's still a law or a mandate or whatever.
They're playing it safe.
They put these things into their policies. So when you go to their websites or whatever to book your trip and you plug in, yes, I'd like to book a round trip, and you put in your dates and all that, and they go, round trip, not possible. Please select only one way.
Hmm.
And so then...
So then you have to buy it again when you get there?
Well, no, the workaround is you just book two one ways for the approximate... They don't restrict that for the approximate duration of time. The trouble is if you do end up getting quarantined, then you either have to pay the penalty for moving your date or rebuy an entire trip instead of traveling on your planned dates.
By the way, speaking of traveling, you won't be able to travel to the upcoming event, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening in Europe, and you probably don't want to anyway because the travel restrictions are probably the worst going into a place like Europe. But you can attend.
The word Byzantine comes to mind.
Yeah, you can attend this event virtually. Go to lifetimeliberty.com. It's being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. It's the first time ever for this particular event. Liberty in Our Lifetime is going to be exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. You'll be able to see speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more at this October 16th event. So that's coming up in 1 week. You can get your digital tickets now over at lifetimeliberty.com. That is lifetimeliberty.com. As we continue here, I just have some questions for Pecos Mountaineer, since he's the most recent international traveler amongst the hosts here. I guess I should say the active hosts. I understand that our co-host Mark Edge has been doing quite a bit of international traveling. In fact,
he's gallivanting. That's different.
He doesn't even stop. But
he's a gallivanter.
Just curious, you know, you said that there's no mandate as far as vaccine or even a testing mandate to get into Mexico, which I'm really happy to hear. Mexico's, you know, I've been there a few times myself to go to the Anarcapulco event over the years. I wasn't able to go this year or the year prior to that, but it's a great event. And one of the things that always, you know, impressed me about Mexico is, hey, if you're a felon, they don't care. Come on down, gringo. We want your money, right? So they don't want to tell people, I presume, we don't want you here. Mm-hmm. They want as many people to come down there and spend money as possible into their economy. So I suspect you're not going to see any kind of travel restrictions into Mexico, even into the future, even if COVID gets worse or whatever. So I'm really happy to hear that they haven't done anything like that. But what about mask mandates around the island of Cozumel?
That was one of the more difficult things for me to adapt to. So as soon as you enter any establishment, and it's very strange because a lot of the restaurants are sort of like open air restaurants, right?
Mm-hmm. So like an island.
Yeah. So I mean, like you've got a roof, but it's a roof with pillars, not walls.
Okay.
But while you are under that roof, you are considered inside, and thus you have to wear a face mask in order to go to the restaurant.
Do you have to?
But as soon as you sit down, you can take it back off.
But do you have to? What happens if you don't?
I didn't actually try that much.
Mm-hmm.
You get mean looks.
Okay.
I'm sure that it's a liability issue for them.
I wonder if it is, or if it's just something that they're doing because it's a tourist joint. You know, it's like a place that attracts a bunch of, you know, white people from the United States, many of whom may be just deathly afraid of COVID, but yet they're willing to venture out into the world to go to, you know, some beach town, and they're just, you know, is it a local ordinance that they're following, or are they just doing what they think is going to get them business?
That's definitely got the impression that it was a government requirement.
Hmm.
That they were doing it because they didn't want to get shut down. They didn't want to lose their liquor licenses.
Hmm. Okay. But you aren't sure.
I'm not entirely certain.
Okay. Yeah. What about walking around the streets?
Oh, no. Once you're outside of the so-called building, you know, which as much as it is a building without walls, once you're not officially in a building, no one was wearing masks.
So no one.
It's interesting because...
Well, not quite no one. I mean, there were a couple... Yeah.
10%?
5, okay. Maybe.
The contrast to what you've just outlined is in the U.S. where... You know, they do this thing where they have outdoor seating so that you can be unmasked. And then they end up, because it rains sometimes, they end up putting a roof over said outdoor seating so that you can. Mm-hmm. And then it gets windy sometimes, so they put a tarp wall. And so they built a new inside outside where you can be unmasked because you can't go in. And it's so bizarre to me that even is a thing that is occurring, but... It's a nice contrast.
Oh, yeah. Even the tarp roof counts as inside. So you have to wear the mask until you sit down.
If you hold an umbrella over your head, are you inside?
How about Mexican Airlines? Do you have to wear a mask while you're on the Mexican Airlines?
Oh, yeah. All airlines. Okay. All airlines all the time.
603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. But it does sound like you're still glad you went.
Oh, yeah.
Despite those
Absolutely.
Minor frustrations. More on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the end of a day of searching for a missing boy on Friday, the Grimes County, Texas sheriff said of the efforts,
"We have one mission, which is to find a young man."
So the latest is mission accomplished, as that missing three-year-old has been found alive shortly before noon local time today, about 5 miles from his home. He'd last been seen playing with a dog on Wednesday in his Plantersville neighborhood. He apparently just wandered off. He's been reunited with his family and taken to a hospital to be evaluated, but the sheriff said he seems to be fine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meeting with Pope Francis today at the Vatican after he had given an address in which he urged world leaders to act on climate change, Pelosi calling the meeting a spiritual, personal, and official honor. Former President Trump's about to hold a rally in Iowa. It'll be his first since the 2020 election. And this is USA Radio News. U.S. diplomats are meeting with Taliban representatives this weekend. The face-to-face meetings are reportedly going on in Qatar, the first such meetings between the two sides since American forces withdrew from Afghanistan in August. Another case of an unruly passenger aboard a commercial airliner being arrested as it made an emergency landing, in this case, at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Reports of suspicious behavior by a passenger, which led to some sort of square-off with other passengers, and then it turned into what the airline, Republic Airlines, refers to as a security incident. A huge police response met the airliner when it touched down in New York. This follows this pledge from President Biden just a few days ago.
"I want you to know I've instructed the Justice Department to make sure that we deal with the violence on aircraft."
A report today that at least 9 Rikers Island inmates in New York City freed by New York's Democratic governor last month have all been arrested again. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number 603-283-6160 is the United States on the brink of another civil war. Captain Kickass has a story about that here tonight. Plus, if we get the chance, we can talk about central bank potential collapsing somewhere in the world. Maybe Pecos Mountaineer has that story. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything. The number 603-283-6160. And we were just talking about international travel and various different restrictions in different countries. So we can come back to that as well, because actually there's some interesting news since we were discussing restaurants. There's finally another strong business owner standing up in all places out in Vancouver, up in British Columbia, in Canada.
Hell yeah.
Yes, we'll tell you about this courageous restaurant owner. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Elvis. He's still alive, and he's in Holland, Michigan. Go ahead, Elvis.
Well, I do an imitation, and yeah, he's a great man, Elvis Presley. Yeah, but I've been talking to people about wearing eyeglasses to keep the air pollution out of our eyes. The scientists think the stuff is being carried through air pollution. Here in Michigan, we get a lot of smoke from the fires and so forth, and it's hard sometimes to breathe. And the eye doctors say wear eyeglasses. You can get the non-prescription ones.
Now, hold on a second. When you say you're wearing eyeglasses, normally eyeglasses don't, you know, create like an airtight seal over top of your eyes. Are you talking about wearing like special goggles that would be sealed to outside air?
No, I wear glasses, and I have to clean them quite a bit with, and my eyes, I clean with mirroring eye drops, but, a lot of experts think we're getting, poisoned by the air, air pollution and collects in the eyeglasses. I don't recommend goggles like some doctors, but.
How would eyeglasses have any effect whatsoever on whether or not you were receiving? I mean, first of all, I don't, you know, buy the idea that we're constantly being poisoned. Yeah. I don't live in that particular world of paranoia. But, you know, if you actually did live in that world of paranoia, why would you think that eyeglasses would be helpful in any way, shape, or form? They don't block the air.
Well, they collect the grease and grime in the air. We get a lot of air pollution from the forest fires out west. They come across going east.
Uh-huh.
All the way to Michigan, they go over New Hampshire and all the way to...
Yeah, no, it actually happened here earlier this year. I had noticed that the air was looking hazy around the neighborhood, and I thought, well, you know, maybe somebody's having a fire nearby, but then it just was so significant. Like, it was definitely not like a fire, and then it was the next day, and finally looked it up online, and it was actually the soot or the smoke or whatever coming all the way over from the West Coast over to here to New Hampshire. But I don't think putting on a pair of glasses would have really had any effect whatsoever on that.
So
I've been in Dartmouth College, Hanover, and I just I'm a scientist and I do a lot of research. But I clean my eyeglasses very frequently because it collects the grime.
Well, there's no doubt it's going to collect something. I mean, if it's out in the air, it's going to get hit by some particles, but it's not going to, stop your eyes from receiving those particles. What do you think, Peekless?
So my first thought is you emit grease all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your sebaceous glands do that. Like, that's what they're there for.
Mm.
So my thought first is, if you are collecting grease on your glasses, it's at least some of it's probably coming from you.
Yours.
Now, I do actually want to push back on you about the idea of, are we being poisoned? So, mm-hmm. I mean, herbicides and pesticides are literally poisons.
Sure, of course.
And
wash your fruits before you eat them.
Well, that's not really enough, because they are drawing water in from the surrounding area, as well mm-hmm. as minerals.
Mm-hmm.
They're also drawing in, you know, Roundup or whatever else is being put on them.
True.
So unless you have a purely organic, like technically speaking, or not technically speaking, but the legal form of organic,
mm-hmm.
Which means that there's not pesticides and herbicides used in the making of your food, then you are definitely being poisoned.
Yeah, well, I see where you're coming from there. Thank you, Elvis, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Did you know that actual Elvis Presley was a narc?
He worked for the cops?
Oh, yeah.
The DEA specifically, I believe. Dr. Demento, some guy wrote a song. It's called Elvis Was a Narc.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are, Elvis was a narc and Rhinestones after dark. Mm-hmm. He did his best to keep Memphis drug-free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me. So, yeah.
Thanks,
honestly,
Elvis.
I am suspicious of anyone who meets a head of state. So I'm suspicious of Elvis because that, you know, very famous picture of him shaking hands with Nixon. I am also suspicious of the Beatles, who at least Paul McCartney was knighted. He's definitely suspect.
I am suspicious of this. I saw there was a guy whose name was Elvis, and that in and of itself is not a lot of people on planet Earth are named Elvis, probably more so because of Elvis Presley, but still, not a lot. But this guy's name was L, apostrophe, capital V-I-S. Elvis.
Hmm. It's cute. So I guess the point that I wanted to make, though, Peekless, was that there's a certain mindset of the kind of person who is always under the belief that they're constantly being poisoned, whether it be through the water that they drink or through, you know, chemtrails in the sky.
Okay, well.
And through the fruits that they're eating. It's just like, I get what you're saying. There's no doubt pesticide, you probably don't want that in your diet. Although that said.
Okay, so pesticides, you know, and herbicides.
Do you eat organic food every time?
As much as I can, but not all the time. And so that's the thing. Like,
you seem to be in good health.
There is definitely a sort of persecution mentality mm-hmm. that goes with that. So what I like to look at is, okay, yes, I'm being poisoned in my body and poisoned in my mind, and yet, in spite of that fact, I'm still capable of free thought.
Yeah, sure.
I'm still capable of human connection. I'm still capable of physical and mental health.
Yeah.
So in spite of the fact that, like, okay, so you mentioned water. Now, if you live in a major city, there is almost certainly fluoride being put in there, and it is toxic. It is highly toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is more toxic than lead from the studies that I've seen. So, yes, they're poisoning your water. They're
sure.
poisoning your food. As far as the air goes, I mean, the legal tradition that we have inherited from Britain basically made it impossible to sue someone over air pollution.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those bottom line things where you can just get away with it. So, yeah, we are being poisoned. However, it is worth noting that in spite of all of this, we are still waking up. We are still capable of free thought. We're still capable of connecting with each other as human beings.
So some yes. of us more so than others.
So, yeah, I mean, sure.
But honestly, it seems
they're sabotaging us left and right in every yeah. way that they can dream up.
It seems to me that the government education or indoctrination system is far more effective at turning out mindless drones mm. than just, you know, gulping down some fluoridated water. I mean, again, I'm not a fan of the idea of
adding
water.
They prefer you to gulp down the fluoridated water. The government.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Well,
but here in Keene, it's not added.
Well, it's a
they don't add it here.
Yeah, and it's a cumulative effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the fluoridated water does a little bit. The Roundup in your food does a little bit. The education so-called system does a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a cumulative effect. But what I consider most important is, yes, they are sabotaging us left and right, left, right, and center. And yet, in spite of that, we're still able to do this.
Yeah, well, and people are so medicated these days, too, particularly in the United States,
mm.
where, you know, folks are taking medication, it gets into the water system,
mm-hmm.
the filtration systems are unable to keep it all out, and so it's coming back in the form of, you know, quote, clean water, unquote. It's interesting, just to segue a little bit, is these water filtration plants that go up for these municipalities,
mm-hmm.
they supposedly filter out all the bad stuff and, you know, return good water to the thing and, you know, whatever they do to boil, you know, I don't know, add some cat, whatever they do
yeah.
to make it pure again, and then they put it back into the system. They actually have screens to filter out, like, actual sediment and, you know, things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that they find is undigested vitamins.
Mm.
Wow.
So, like, the drugs are all getting digested just fine, but, you know, you're taking your Flintstones one a day, whatever it is, your vitamins. Those things go undigested. So the advice here is supposedly if you're taking vitamins, you know, crush them, grind them, do something to make them more digestible because you're just passing them
all
through
about the surface
most
area.
Of the time. Mm. And then the filtration plants are just like, oh, you know, I'm going to throw these out.
The number 603-283-6160, a business owner in Vancouver, British Columbia, is making a stand. I will tell you what stand they're making and why they're doing it coming up here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And I want to be a lifeguard. Bitcoin. Well, I hear they're hiring. Bitcoin.com. I think everybody's hiring right now.
I think so.
Is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Now, whether they'll pay you in Bitcoin at the lifeguard job, probably not, but you never know. You have to ask these things first.
They probably have, like, their own coin now, lifeguard coin. Something, yeah.
Go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn the basics about cryptocurrency, and it is really time for you to do that because these technologies are likely going to be with us for generations.
Not going away.
Very, very important financial technology that is changing the face of the idea of money. And really, you can really just take three minutes out of your life and get the basics down. It's not, you know, the basics aren't that complex. It's just kind of wrap your mind around. You just have to learn them. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and you can start the process there and stop when you feel like stopping. Because you can keep digging. You can dig as deep as you want into this topic. It is a deep, deep topic, should you wish it to be. Bitcoin.com also has a great news site, so you can go to news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines about what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency, not just Bitcoin, but lots of other things there at news.bitcoin.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Carlos is on the line listening to WVFT on FM there in Tallahassee. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
You all.
Thank you.
Well, I am really concerned about the fact that they're not really talking about how many people are dying from taking these jabs. I mean, More and more people are taking these jabs, and since they're not really covering how many people are dying, they just continue to take these shots. For instance, I just was reading that in Slovenia they suspended the Johnson & Johnson shot after a 20-year-old student died.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Other countries have also been suspending Moderna, I believe, or at least suspending them for young people under the age of 30.
A couple of them have suspended the boosters at least recently.
Yeah, and you see these stories, sort of individual like case studies popping up on social media where people will say, I was all for the vaccine, and then my loved one turned up, not quite dead, but very ill, and they were previously very, very healthy and very young, and there's just all these stories out there. But as we found out from the Project Veritas, the undercover videos that they did, the very first video with Department of Health and Human Services nurse that had come out, and essentially was a whistleblower.
Her name.
Yeah, she came out and recorded videos with her coworkers where they were all just saying, yeah, this is all BS, and that the VAERS system, the vaccine reporting system that actually you told us a lot about one night, Peakless Mountaineer, is highly underutilized.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they're, even as underutilized as it is, it's still showing a dramatic increase over the last 30 years. In just the last year, it's a tremendous increase of people that are suffering from these vaccines. And the other problem, of course, is that correlation isn't causation. So it's easy for somebody to just brush off some sort of illness that comes after a vaccination and say, oh, it's total coincidence. It has nothing to do with the fact that the person got the vaccine. So it's frustrating.
Yeah, no, this is really ridiculous what's going on over here. In Tallahassee, one of my coworkers, his cousin, just 25 years of age, along with her boyfriend, they both took the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Within a week, they ended up in the hospital. They both passed away. Now, we're in 325,000 people, the population around this area.
Yeah.
And yet the story didn't go anywhere. Like, we should know about this. Well, no, we're not going to talk about it. No, keep it hush. And by the way, my daughter took the shot. She works for county. Within 18 hours, she loses her eyesight. She had some, it messed her up, right?
Wow.
To the point that she lost her eyesight for 10 minutes. You know, at first they're like, oh, you just had a.
Which flavor of shot did she take? Was it Pfizer?
The one that will modernize you. That one. Yeah. Moderna.
Moderna. Okay.
Yeah, modern.
Yeah, Moderna. You realize it's modern in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm, sure. Very scary stuff, Carlos. What are what else are you seeing out there as far as people refusing this? There are a lot of people who are not getting the shot.
Yeah, well, actually, a friend of mine, as I talked about this with my daughter, she's like, "Man, I was about to go take the stuff. Now I'm not going to do it."
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's more and more people. But, I mean, then there's, again, some people that are thinking that, oh, no, Carlos, I cannot believe you believe in this conspiracy theories. It's like, conspiracy theories?
Yeah, reality
theories. These are facts.
Like.
This is the reality. It's in your face, man.
Yeah, they're
these
not.
People have a,
yeah, they're not reporting. Right. They're not reporting on the quantity of people who are also suffering from blood clots.
Hmm.
It's a far more widespread issue than most folks are aware of. It's not widespread in the fact that it's enough for them to be like, oh my gosh, we better stop doing this. But that's all an opinion. Like, who are the people who decide how many blood clots are enough?
Mm.
For you to stop administering this experimental gene therapy on people.
Well, and it not only does it clot, it also causes bleeding. So it basically just dysregulates your entire clotting function. And so one of the things that was pointed out on a podcast I was listening to is that, okay, so the FDA has decided that you shouldn't do the boosters for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a disagreement with Joe Biden. So
the administrator overruled them, didn't they?
Right.
Yeah.
So the thing about that is, shouldn't he be listening to them and then making a decision?
No, because this is political.
Right. And that is exactly why they are not reporting any of the problems with the vaccines.
It has been and continues to only be about obedience and control.
Mm-hmm. And profit. Don't forget profit.
Big time.
It's also about a wealth transfer. I mean, so far, the largest wealth transfer from the poor to the rich happened during the beginning part of this so-called pandemic.
Yep. Carlos, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, I was going to tell you that it's interesting that in Australia, they have even told these guys that, hey, you either take the shot or you won't be able to buy or sell. Into that, there's another piece that I really want to share with you, and that's the power of chlorine dioxide. Now, Donald Trump last year, around March, told us something about chlorine. He didn't say the two words, chlorine dioxide. This is better than just chlorine in the water. Why? Because it oxidizes metals. It kills bacteria, fungi, parasites, and pathogens.
So this is a preventative then?
Yeah, I mean this kills malaria in 48 hours. This is used in Africa very, very much. So if you take a look at BitChute, there's a documentary called Universal Antidote Chlorine Dioxide. Check that out, and go get yourself some sodium chloride at the very least, and make yourself a solution of 25%. And you will be, as an oxidizer, you would be really helping your body to get rid of, like, arthritis pain, for example, and many other things. And this is just, my brother, and has helped him with the varicose veins. It helped me with, inflammation. Bye-bye. I'm 52. A friend of mine over here, she's like, they say I got COVID, I got pneumonia, and I got a blood clot. So I gave her a few things, including this. And she said, after I took that, right away, I saw the changes in me, and I was able to sleep. 6 days later, the blood clot was gone. I'm not saying this actually took it away. All I'm saying is that it helped her.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, obviously, that's his opinion. We don't know whether this is effective for everybody or anything like
that. We're not doctors here.
This isn't a doctor show.
However, I will say...
Thank you, though, for the call.
That when you find something that helps some portion of your health, right? Mm-hmm. If you're in ill health from, like, one thing, maybe you have several ailments, but you find something that helps with one ailment. The human body is incredibly resilient and able to heal itself. So if you just do some things to give your body sort of a leg up on healing, oftentimes healing one major thing will result in your body then kicking into gear and healing itself in other ways, getting rid of other symptoms that aren't part of the original thing that you healed, because now you've made way for your body to focus on healing itself instead of focusing on that thing.
Sure, and your beliefs come into play big time. Don't forget about the placebo effect. I don't know what studies or if people's opinions or their effects have been with this chlorine dioxide, but the fact is the placebo effect is a very strong effect. You just give somebody a red pill, tell them it's going to solve their problem, and it might.
And I do know that there's a pattern on cheap remedies are not allowed to be talked about.
On, like, broadcast?
At all, yeah. Whether it's ivermectin or this or what have you, no cheap remedy is allowed to be discussed.
That's a good point. More coming up here. Hour number 2 is on the way. You can join us on Free Talk Live here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.